We'd like to call the CRA meeting to, together on the 17th of January, 2019, yeah, okay, that too. Yeah, I was doing the 10-year challenge, my bad. Yes, Mr. McKee.
Here.
Yep. Present. All right. Has everyone had a chance to read over the minutes from November's meeting?
Yes.
If so, at this time, the chair will entertain the motion for approval.
Second.
Properly moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Number four, West Ocala projects.
Okay, City Council had a workshop Tuesday, a couple days ago, at the Unity Center. At the meeting, they decided to proceed with the Royal Oak site as the site for the Unity Center. I think there was a whole lot of debate, but that's what they chose. This is the presentation they saw at the meetings. A few of you were there. So these are just the existing sites. The project is either going to be a prospect site or a borrow boat. The consultant did some analysis of demographics within a certain area of each site. They did some past projections. This is just a sample of what a meeting room or a large community room would be in the community center. Well, I don't think they've decided that. This is just kind of just for illustration. It will be decided in the next stage of the process.
Did they give usage recommendations in this particular, or is that in next as well?
What's that?
Usage.
Yeah, they went, this is, they had similar programs. This would be what they proposed for the Royal Oak site. So it's on the west portion of the site. This is the Phoenix site. Of course, these buildings are all gone. They have a community center, some outdoor facilities, playground. During meeting, they did make a commitment to keeping up all the facilities at the Krosky Center, not just to build new facilities here, but also to make sure the facilities at the Krosky and MLK Park stay in good repair. Does anybody else have anything to add as to what happened at the meeting?
There was a screen that compared the potential uses for this facility.
One with all the titles.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was back to Gus earlier in the presentation.
There.
Yeah.
It was not there. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was asking about. Two questions, Mr. Gus.
Yes, sir.
Can we get a copy of this email?
Sure.
Okay, and number two, no one has mentioned the EPA study, the findings, or...
For the...
Royal Oak site?
On the community center side, there was a letter, no further action needed. So the community center site is clean.
So that means it's good?
It's good. The remainder of the Royal Oak property still needs to have some remediation done, but the extent of the remediation is dependent upon what's actually going to go there. So if we're going to put mostly structures on that, then you cap it, you don't have to worry about it, because there's really no ground, no water contamination, so that's not an issue. However, depending on other uses, there may need to be some soil removal. But again, like I said, we won't know the extent of the cleanup needed until we know what's going to go there.
Okay.
So, you know, this stage of the process, this was a feasibility study, conceptual plan, so you can get your copy of the full document when it's done. The city council instructed the consultant to proceed with the Royal Oak site with the, of course, eventually, or very soon, we're going to rebrand or rename it. I think everyone wants the name Royal Oak to go away. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that renaming will be done, but it will be done, I think, soon. I think everyone expressed the need to move on from that name.
Sure.
So the next step is to do work toward construction drawings. So we'll have to put up an RFP for that, I believe, and hire either this consultant or another architect. But they were anxious to get started soon. Anything to add on that? It's in the budget, our budget.
I was trying to remember when the. When we were selecting, I thought they had, so it was recommendations only, just no renderings. Because when we were talking with Wanamaker Jackson during the selection process, it seems like there was, but I guess not. Just recommendations?
You're talking about kind of renderings for the elevations of the building?
Yeah. You know, once they choose, because they have to make a recommendation on what size, what usage.
Right.
So I thought there'd be some, unless it's going to do it one dimensional like that.
No, I think there'll be elevations.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, they're not going to spend money on the elevations if they're not going to construct it.
Sure.
So the next step would be then to make it a cost determination and see if that's really where you can go with the elevations.
Mm. But when you award the contract to do the elevations, you're not gonna. Is that for permitted drawings? I mean, they're doing the actual drawings or just a rendering of the recommendation?
I think now that Royal Oak is selected, they'll do some conceptual elevations.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But there won't be any construction drawings of any kind.
Sure. And until we choose it.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So. Any other questions or comments? Okay, like I said, we'll email this out to you.
Big now.
There you go. Man.
Name plates, I like that.
You're
fishing.
So our next item is the Resoquela Heritage Trail. This is a general location here on Silver Springs. We've had Kinley Warren, my class, preparing conceptual drawings. These are the elements that were supposed to be included. So this is in front of you.
Sure, yeah.
See, and I do have rent things, so.
There you go.
So, yeah, early in the process, we probably met on this several months back, and as Gus showed, the delineation, we were looking this side of 9th Ave down to 11th Ave, and currently there is a sidewalk that just runs, you know, end to end with the crosswalks here. So what we were asked to do is to look at this area and utilize this piece of land that you guys have access to create something a little more unique and special about it than just a straight access path. So what we propose today is to address the landings on both sides, and this is a conceptual drawing, but we were thinking this in terms of you guys like this when we move forward to prepare construction documents. But so paver landings at these when the access comes into these walks. We were contemplating a standing wall, freestanding wall on both ends, and thought being potential murals, something to tell a story, something historical, and we can work with you guys on what you can see there. We would want to incorporate the historic sign monument that they currently have on the permit, correct? Is in this area. And as you move through here, it'll be a 10-foot wide path, so you have a nice wide pathway, have access to the property. This, we would intend having another freestanding wall, uplit, seating, benches, things of that nature, and then all the way down to the other end. So, and on the other end, same thing, a freestanding wall, where we have, they haven't sorted out what the final wall is, but we would envision something like a 4 or 5 foot freestanding tall freestanding wall. I think that's it. So some of the criteria, just as you see as you look at this, the property boundary that you guys own is here, and the right-of-way line is roughly here, this line for the FDOT right-of-way. And we're allowed to do, you do a lot of things within the right-of-way that you can get permitted to get FDOT, but if you start going vertical with anything, you have to be a certain distance. And so, I know it might be hard to see, but this little dash line here is a setback off the back of the curb based on the design sheets out there. And so the reason we located the elements that we do have for freestanding and things like that are outside that line. So we can do a whole lot of walkways and plantings in this zone, but we expect to do most of the heavy lifting, you know, past that line. Just so if they do any expansions or anything, they should be easier. So. So what we've done today is we built this in a frame. So we have the digital, we kind of spin around and take a look at it. We just snapped a few different angles for perspective to give some sense and scale to it. And so just a bird's eye view again, kind of helps illustrate. These are totally winging it, just didn't want to lose it as far as the graphics that were showing on the walls. You see, it turns into a really nice little property. So instead of that, old walkway that's right there next to the road, you know, taking people off the road into this area. There are some really, you know, most of these trees that are existing on that one end. So we want to utilize that, try to take the pathway through there, not cut down the trees. And certainly, being a landscape architect, you know, we're going to want to bring in additional plant materials and things to help, you know, bring attention to the specific focus areas. I think ultimately, once you see this, And I'll apologize, this rendering is not to the standard that we would want to show you guys. This is a work in progress. So we've got other renderings we've prepared to look way better than this. But this really does show you, so this is looking, I believe this is 9th here, Silver Springs here. So we're looking at that corner, and the most recent rendering that we have a historic monument sign here in this area. And again, as you see, you go through this area, through the shaded trees, and the final plan is, of course, we'll have some benches, we'll have uplighting on the signage, it's going to look awesome. So.
Can I ask you the other side?
In the other end, and again, this one was a little further along, but we've updated these renderings a bit. But I think you can see with the housing behind, you know, our intent would be, if we need security fencing, that type of thing along the back edge, that's fine, but we plan on kind of drawing the curtain with that materials, so it's going to be a nice look along the edge. And you can see again, these are the existing trees that are out there now, so you've kind of got a really nice canopy, you just need to enhance it a bit, so things are going to be beautiful.
What do you specifically, do you need direction on from the committee today?
You know, I think we're feeling good from a permitting standpoint and really what we're allowed to do in the area. We're feeling pretty good about the program elements. You know, seeding, wider pathways, some areas to sit, rest, talk, whatever, hang out. I think more in particular is we'd love input on the walls, on the, what element, historic elements would we want to try to showcase in the walls. And I don't know, did you happen to have that one slide where we had examples of what you heard? So, here's some examples, and this is just more of a flavor board that we turned in initially to kind of get some thought generated about what we could be doing out there. And so, you know, just simple things as far as pathway and seating go a long way if you just take a little time to plan it out. And so that one's going to be pretty straightforward. When we get into the walls, though, I think we've got a real opportunity to do some cool stuff that's unique and tell the story. And that's what we would love to get some feedback from you guys on that. Like, what would you like to see on those walls? And we actually, this project here was Perry Harvey Park in Tampa. We did that one, and those walls turned out really cool because the walls themselves weren't anything too complex, just freestanding walls, but with the artwork and the ability to lay things on, it gave it a real 3D dimension and just a cool look. So as you're walking along, you get that scale, there's story there that you can read and you can absorb, but if you're just passing through that area in your car, there's things that are big enough to give a sense of what it's all about. So we really like that. And, you know, just again, walking through in that center island, that seating area, certainly there's an opportunity at some point to do sculpture, something free art, something to stand in that spot. I don't know that we're going to propose any art, but we're going to, when we get to the point of construction documents, we're going to make sure that the infrastructure is in place, so once you do put something there, it can be uplit and those types of things. So, but the rest of this is candy, you know. The walls could be something, I know you'll see probably enough horses, but there's some great examples, and I know just down from this site, there's some murals that you guys did. I think it's at the park on the diamond there.
Right.
So something as simple as that can be done as well. So, again, from a permitting standpoint, everything we propose is able to be permitted fairly straightforward. But I think for us, what we would love is to get feedback on what are we trying to do with those walls as far as the finished look.
Who takes care of the upkeep of this place?
Usually these types of projects, recreation and parks.
The reason I ask this, I walk this area once a month. My fraternity is responsible for cleaning this place, and what we clean now kicks us. I'm slow to be doing this, going into the bushes and getting all that stuff out of the bushes and all that kind of stuff. This is a very dirty area. And my concern is the maintenance. You put the good stuff out there, and before you know it, it's not good anymore. Second point I would like to have the committee think about, in this historic district, we're trying, like all get out, to come up with Black history. And one of the things we've come up with, and we run into a wall with the county commission, is the lynching memorial, which we're trying to get put someplace. A lot of people don't know, 29 people were lynched in Marion County. And we're going over to Montgomery and bring back the artifacts that they have at the National Museum there. My suggestion would be, this would be the ideal thing to see if we can enhance Black history on these walls and put some of the folk that lived there, that just recently passed, for example, honor them in that community. But the policing thing is what I'm really concerned about. Was going down 40, any of you who have driven down 40, you know it is I finished my can, I have to go in and close the can. And, you know, it would just be terrible to have this place succumb to that type of treatment.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of concerned about that, the maintenance, because you're going to put this trail between 9th Avenue and 11th, and then from 9th Avenue to 7th, What are you going to do there? I mean, it's kind of like you got something really nice and you don't have anything. Because for years, I've been trying to get the city to maintain those trees. And also, my question is, how is this wall between the park or the trail and the homes that are behind it?
Well, we show right now is just a 6 foot fence. I don't know that we've settled on a height. I mean, so it could be, cost it for sure. 6 foot high fence to 8 foot high is not that much difference. So, but I don't, these are concept plans, so we haven't decided specifically on the heights.
Because a 6 foot wall is not high enough. And I know in terms of permitted, you have to indicate whether you want 6 or you want 8, and it's not only just the budget, it's also a commitment, and I just don't think 6 feet is high enough. And the other question is, what do we say about the budget? What is the budget for this trail? Anybody remember?
$150,000?
Mm-hmm. While she's speaking that, may I say something? Architect was explaining about the cultural center on the workshop on Tuesday with the city council. Everything that is being done in the city limits, they included a maintenance to go along with it. Because he said it would do no good to put all these beautiful things, I'm not just talking about West Ocala, anywhere, and don't have a maintenance amount of money set aside to maintain the beauty of what you put out there. And I don't think we need to be putting down West Side how bad it is. You go anywhere, if you don't take care of it, it's going to look bad. So he addressed the whole entire area. Wherever you're doing beautiful things, you need maintenance built in. So I'd say this committee, that's up to us as a committee to include this. This right here is just a render showing us, but we have the potential, I believe, to put that in our budget to maintain. So individuals, it's not up to you, it's the community. We all are in this together. Sink or fall, we all in this together. That's all I want to say.
That was the purpose of my question.
Okay, another comment. When we were planning this trail, this park, it is in the historic district, and we were thinking in terms of the people who actually live there, the people who really contribute to that. Some people are well known, like Delma Parker, but there were many neighbors, people who live in the area who we do not know. I would like to see some kind of a rendering, drawing, art, something that depicts the people who actually live in that area. We had the teachers, the nurses, the principals, just the everyday people who really built up the youth in that area. Me, all the children. So I hear what you're saying in terms of the lynching.
Well, I'm just using that as an example.
But really, this is what we thought of when we said we need that.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's remember that when we decide what we want to put there, that we really want to honor the people.
So, Dr. Brooks, if you could do something similar to that picture collage, right? So down bottom right, those two hands are a series of pictures. So if you put pictures of all the people that you're referring to, we could have it not necessarily be hands. It could say Ocala or West Ocala, but all the letters are formed with hundreds of pictures. And so they could easily put all the people like that.
You can think of it in terms of whatever framework we use could be updated.
Sure.
You know, so you do something that is... 3 years you wanted to go and update the hands or do something different that there's ability to do without having to, you know, take it all down and redo it.
Top middle picture with the bricks I've seen in other communities where people have their names and family members that lost loved ones, that would be, you know, a good place too as well to leave, you know, people's names as well.
On the papers?
On the papers, yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because would you mind going back, I think, to the one that has the longer perspective? One more. That one. So I agree with your statement about, you know, we're limited to this block, right? So that was one of the things when you looked at this. We don't want to just started here, we do want to start it across the street as far as the landing, whatever we do here from a landing standpoint, let's make it across. Even if it's simple landscaping, you know, nothing is going to require lots of good hard material. It has to be, you know, maintain, but not mechanical garden level, you know, something that's going to work in that corridor. But as you work your way down the road here, the beauty is that you guys own this land, the city owns this land. You get about two parcels in, and then it's FDOT. There's the line kind of juts like that, and then it's DOT land. So I agree with you that as we're looking to put the final plan together, we're not going to start at this as you go. We're looking across the street here, and then working our way. And if you go to the one more back, maybe on the plan view.
Yeah.
So you can see we intend to try to grab this whole intersection. Does that mean that we could do something better here in the future? Potentially. But I do want you to think we were trying to reach out as far as we could on both sides of the street to at least look at it so it looked purposeful and not just started at the curb. And I hear with you on the plan things as far as it doesn't matter what you do. If it isn't getting taken care of, it doesn't matter at all. So we do a lot of work with streetscape projects at the DOT, and so it's not to say that maintenance wouldn't be required, but we have an eye towards that to limit maintenance, provide access so when there is maintenance needed, that is not a problem. You know, so we'll look at that very closely and pick a plant palette that doesn't require a lot of fussing, you know, like me, my yard, we just let it be. And so we're not going to put a bunch of stuff out there that needs to be, you know, fussed over, meatballed every 2 weeks into a hedge. We're going to pick the right stuff, let it grow, and there'll be minimal maintenance required. But those are really good points. I just want you to know, think about that as we're putting this all together.
What is the time?
Well, once the concept, if you guys are happy with where this is going, I think the next step is just to work with Gus, and the next step would be to put together the documents.
How would we get the names and biographies of the people you want on
the people who live there and know the history?
So that mean you?
But not just me, I could take that on as a project, but I'd
awesome.
Want to start with other people as well.
Yeah. We talked about that 2 weeks ago when we met, and we were talking about these walls. Is there a local book storyteller or somebody who
Cynthia Graham?
That we could pull some
Cynthia Graham.
Imagery, a good text, something that really relates to the area. So,
with Bill.
I would love it if we had, if you had some information.
James.
It's already in the archives. It's in the archives already.
And the cool thing about these days is, again, our wall is going to be a wall. There's related to environmental graphics, these companies now that make these graphics that can really stand up to the punishment, people will buy stuff with it. So, you know, the Perry Harvey example where we have the silhouette, I mean, that's, you're not going to go out there in a month and it's blocked over. I mean, it's rigid and it's got all this color. But you know what, if something changed and they wanted to change the story and change the text, take that panel on, put the next story up, you know, 2 years, 3 years, whatever that could be. So, just again, I recognize that it's a big change from what's out there now. But as we're pulling all this together, we're going to be thinking about everything that you just said. That maintenance would be effective without having to be fussed over. That we definitely want to get some historical reference and what we need feedback to have there. I love the idea of, you know, papers. If we do these landings or even something in this area that was even more memorial-driven or historical-driven, of course. Donations, whatever that is, if you put the papers in, that's easy.
Sure. So
the good news is, it sounds like we're really close to giving you guys something that you do want to see.
I'm thinking about historical. I know she mentioned only the people that live there. But if you call that the historical area for Westville College, you have to include other important entities in Westville College. I haven't seen anything that has illustrated the Hampton Journal College staff that came here in 1960. So those kind of historical things, I think, would be nice to have a place, maybe just with that faculty listed and their leader, vice president or president, of those things. I think we might need to just have one day as a workshop.
I agree.
Pulling all of this together, sharing and just brainstorming. Everybody just bring, you got scrapbooks, just bring stuff so you can share it. And I think, you know, this would represent, as you said, tell the story. Mm-hmm. You want to tell a story.
I think what we've got here is we've set the table. You know, I'm not married to the shapes of the wall, but I do think they're effective for a lot of reasons, from walking and driving, that you're getting to see because of the shapes we did. When you think about it in your terms, if we were to put together a workshop and the goal would be to, again, bring in something, work through that, and then walk away with something, actions on that. And you really have three places. You have that wall, the center wall, and this wall that we just, you know, really focus in on. That could help drive that. So I'm certainly open to that because I don't want the speaker to get past.
No, that's a good idea.
But I think the workshop would be a phenomenal idea. We can get you guys some base stuff just to, you know, think about from a framing angle. But I would really lean on you guys to help us tell the story of what you want to see us and all like that.
Can we specifically, and I don't know the answer to this, can we specifically put monies for this maintenance for specific entities? Example, in the military, I can hire kids to give them this block as their work, and you hire them as a corporate entity, and 10 of them belong to it. Can we do that to get the youth in our community to...
Adopt the park program, kind of something like
but
that.
But you pay me. And you get monies that we have set aside for maintenance. Is that doable in our community?
I'll have to check into it.
So part of the problem we have here, we don't have the kids doing anything. They put their hands in the pocket, go to school, put their hands in the pocket, come home.
How does that penny for park work? I know they did it out here by the mall.
Well, that's more for capital projects, not probably operational. So.
Does that come out of the CRA tax?
Well, typically, the CRA can build projects, and the city, either Public Works or Record Parks, does the maintenance.
So it's a shame we can't use it to budget. The funds are ongoing, so the city's fine. I guess it's one hand or the other.
So you can have series can fund enhanced maintenance, so it's possible to put some in. But typically, Public Works and Recreation Parks does the maintenance.
But this wouldn't be any different than the Weber Park or any other park that they're supposed to maintain. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a public, city public space.
If
it's in need of enhanced maintenance and not part of their over and above what they normally do, then CRA can do that.
I hear John's training.
Yeah.
I said, with what you said, I hear John's training.
Sure. Yeah, just almost an analogous, but sure.
Very much so. And the kids want money. Or excuse me, the kids want money.
So I'll certainly, if you guys have any follow-up questions, I'm glad to answer those after the meeting today. But I work with you guys.
When would we want to hold a community meeting for input on the historic? When would you be to that stage?
I mean, really, I think we're really close. I would yield to you guys again. If we wanted to have a workshop, we've got framework, really.
That's good, PowerPoint.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it worked. We put this together since last week, so we can get there really quickly. But I think from certainly from a permitting, constructability, all those things, I'm design standpoint, I'm welcome to share my input. Historically, I would lean on you. You know, you tell me, so if in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, maybe we try to set up something on the calendar where we do like a half-day workshop or maybe a late-day, early evening workshop so everybody can get there and they're working and don't be part of it. I can put together kind of a framework for you and send it your way, Gus, and distribute it and see, but...
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, donors list, and we have different people in our community or whatever. If something is sent out, see, what I have to do is come to meetings and I'm sitting there and we have to discuss what we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
That's a waste of my time.
Yes, ma'am.
So we do need a framework. If you have a call out for suggestions, let people give them a deadline and we send in suggestions for what you would like to include in this box. Some framework for this work so that when we come, we know exactly what we're doing. I'll be asking for suggestions in terms of what we want on the wall. I'll be asking for suggestions in terms of the layout. I mean, what are we asking for? People have to have directions.
Sure.
How they're all over the place.
Well, you know, maybe in the terms of this, is, and I'm just spitballing you guys, is what if we sent out a notification that said, you know, we worked on some concept plans that were, you know, feeling good about. There's certain elements that we want direct feedback of relative to historical references. And maybe you've had examples that you could say, such as these three items. You know, we're going to have a public meeting or an open house to talk about the fifth flavor finish of these walls and how we treat these. And come prepared to share your story and you capture that. Because again, you know, the cool thing is here is we can really get into some key points of historical reference, but we are limited. I mean, there's not, you know, we can only tell so much of a story on those. So I think if we had some really good references to send out there to get people thinking about, well, hey, don't forget about or remember when, or those would be perfect. So I could work with you guys to figure out the proper date, time, location, and then I can provide some language to report on to you or to this group. And I don't know how you guys would push it out as far as notifications. I don't know. Email, mail, postings, I don't know. So,
I don't know how to do it.
Down the Governor's West, we meet every 7th Tuesday of like 9 o'clock. We certainly have a discussion there, and then maybe some other obligations for individuals. We can have discussions, I'll send them information by email, it comes to Governor's West. But we need a starting point rather than let's come to a meeting. These people
are not going to be. Yeah, that'd be great.
So, what I would say is if we do want to show up and actually have an agenda, it's already done. Should there be point people that these folks would come to with, okay, I have this historical information, you know, since you're on the committee, that I would like to propose that you consider for the wall. But we need to have some point people that the community can go to, like we brought to us, I think.
Well, I tell you what my view was, my vision when I first started, and that is bringing about community in an open forum like this because other people have suggestions as well, and I realized that. Ms. Reed is talking about Hampton, somebody's talking about Lynch. My view was that we're going to highlight people who live in the area of the historic district because that is the historic district, and they're often forgotten, we're the inner city. And that would be the only place where we ever get any recognition for what we've done in the community, the foundation for which a lot of other stuff has developed. So, but that was just my vision.
You know, and as we talk about it, I think, again, there's opportunity to do all of that. You know, because we do have these three areas. We could see a little bit more about the local history. We could do something about the college. Yeah, I mean, like you said, because all that's going to tell a story. So if you're spending time through there and walking through there, it's going to be relevant. So, I mean, I could see something as simple as, you know, once we set a date and we have kind of an open house, a back graphic being just one of the walls. And I'll put it, just a human figure, give scale to it. We'll draw on it. I mean, we'll take time right there to start sketching things up. Where would the text go? And then start thinking in terms of how much information do we really need to convey the points that you want to get across? And we'll lay that stuff out. You know, I think that's a good way. And in the meantime, too, I'll look at the new grant opportunities. I mean, there's always that world of grants is, you know, I'm not familiar with it, but there's there's free money out there, and a lot of it is pointed towards arts and historical. So I'm going to reach out to one of my partners, Allison McGrath, she's here for a long time, and now she's in Gainesville. She has a great grasp of grant opportunities, and I'll do a little research offline of this to see if I can find anything that could be applied here. But I think we could set up a framework in pretty short order that keeps it focused, because my concern would be if we don't kind of set the table, it opens it up to, can we flip the trail this way and have that move the ball? And I think we've worked enough with the city to this point to feel pretty good from what we can permit and what we can do in that area. That's not to say I wouldn't be open to any suggestions, but this is feeling pretty good as far as the use of the space. And it'd be great to just focus in on these small elements. Can you go forward one slide in that big perspective? Thanks. So the image is a little darker than, I get more contrast. So here's the Great City Museum. It's not to say city locality, it's going to lose it. And we also show another wall here in this location, and then that last wall here. So think about it in your terms. So, you know, is this a little bit about the college and some of the history there with key dates that are attributed, key names, and then getting to this, and it's more about the local, historically, who has that here locally, and we've still got one more to go. So we could think about it in those terms. So. But I would love to come and work with you guys to get that is.
Well, I tell you, I would be the first person for West Keller District. Again, everybody who wants to have suggestions from other areas when we have a meeting, then you come with those suggestions and you bring the history, you bring any pictures or anything that you want to bring. And then,
we can keep it simple. I mean, literally, just do sticky notes on the wall. If you have a thought, let's just capture them all and get them all. And let's say it's a limited group that comes and we feel like we've gotten a really good snapshot, we probably can go to the next step and start producing actual concept designs. If there's a huge pouring out and there's more, people feeling strongly about what they brought and we just don't have the room, it's very simple, but it's very effective. If there's 10 ideas that people feel really strong about, but we've only got 3 opportunities to share it, it's kind of like, here's the 10 buckets, you each get 3 coins, go put them in the buckets you want, and at the end, we count up kind of which ones, and that way at least everybody knows it was an even playing field. Everybody's bucket had a chance. But I'm feeling like we probably could get a lot done in one meeting, and then it would be on us to give you guys something visual. Yeah,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other projects, Mr. Gus?
Last meeting, we started talking about business incubator. Elgin has provided us with a white paper on a proposal for incubator.
Just a high view of it. The simple thought was we started last year a series called Build a Better Business, and it was a 7-week course for entrepreneurs who were either nascent and they had an idea but hadn't moved it to action, or they were started and wanted to go to first and second level growth. And so we had 3 sets of that series in the past year, and they all said that the program wasn't long enough. we were afraid that they wouldn't come for 7 weeks, but they're all like, that's not enough time, because we spend 90 minutes per class, and they come in and we give them all this information, and the teacher is usually somebody in that field. When they come the next week, it's a teacher in another field. So if they had any follow-up questions, it couldn't occur there. But, you know, they can email somebody on the board, we can answer it for them. And so the thought became, well, why don't we elongate it into a training and development center, or incubator, if you want to call it that, where they could be a resident whether they leased office space in the building or just came for an extended version of that type of class. And then there would be a second track where we realize that so many of the employers here in town are really struggling with finding employees. And primarily because the skill sets don't match the jobs that are plentiful. So if they come in on the employment track, we were partnering with CareerSource to teach them customer service skills, and then we would work with them to build a curriculum on entry-level management, so that when that person goes back out into the market, they're not an $8, $9 employee, they're a $12 or $15 employee, because they understand what it takes to run a business. And so originally we thought about going to the Paradise Plaza concept, but it makes more sense after our board meeting to look at one of those buildings out in front of Golden Flake, because we get much more room and a whole lot cheaper. And so that's where our attention is now. And we're in actually our broker called the owner today for building three, that 11,000 square foot. But we'd be able to, we want to build out maybe 5,000 square feet of it, and then in phase two move toward the retail situation, because as the piece of paper you have in front of you says, we were very interested in having a retail component, because the students that are moving through the incubator, whether they're residents or just people from Marion County in general, that came in to take classes on how to run a business, we would have three operating businesses that they could see through transparency. That they can see, you know, if we had a barber there and he was trying to build a market entry strategy to take his product out there, the body of students would come up with the selection of how he would do it, and then we would chart how he progressed through it. Did it work? Did it not work? And so all of their learning would be real time. And that's the, if you imagine to a small business owner that have a brain trust, that's on every problem they have, so that it moves very, very smoothly. And then from there, we would just simply, we have a partnership with the Community Foundation, and Lori is heading building a banker's roundtable. So we have students that will come in to build a better business bureau, build a better business series, and we would hand select two or three of them who show a real high acumen to growing their business. And the bankers roundtable would then, they would go through another four-week class called Smart Borrowing, where we would teach them P&L fluency, how you can prove that this influx of cash on your P&L sheet is going to result in revenue growth. And if they do that, then the bankers roundtable determines whether they can be loaned money in a traditional manner. So let's say they had a great plan, but they had jacked up credit. We partner with the Community Foundation, and the Community Foundation will then give the bank a CD in the same amount of the loan, so they will guarantee the loan. All that's already in place. So a lot of what we're talking about in terms of the incubator is taking what we already have and just making it bigger so we can service. Because when I talked to the county, Cheryl was saying to me, I tell you what, if you can let the whole county in, I got two businesses in Bellevue, I'd like to send you now. Because they all are suffering from that same thing. Either they can't get the employees, or they've built their business to a point where it's stalled, and they've just gone past their knowledge base. So we just want to create a situation that they can come into, and then we can carry them up to the next level. And so our hope is with the CRA that is, we could have assistance with the build-out of the space. We have some opportunities to raise funds for our operations piece, and then we have created a plan that we're going to go out into the community, both from the single donor side, corporate side. We have a couple of grants we've been talking to. Wells Fargo, Starbucks has a plan that supports incubators, Wells Fargo does, and so those are how we will pay for the actual running of the center. We just need help with getting it completed.
When do you hope the build-out to start, potentially?
April, May, June, somewhere around that. So we're in, so our goal is, we have a grant that we're applying for at the end of the month, and we'll know by the end of first part of March. From there, then that'll set our timeline, because it represents a certain amount. And then we set goals as an organization of what we're going to raise over the next 6 weeks. So by the time we have another one of these meetings, I'll have a timeline for you.
Good news.
Well, and that was the person we put it all on there, so you know, that was a cliff note version, but most of it in more detail was what we said here, and in the subsequent days I'll put it on our website as well. But what we've seen, and Lori, you know, feel free to chime in, we're just getting a lot of momentum. So we've had teachers, I was coming down the elevator in City Hall, and one of the attorneys in town said, "Miss Carol, can I come and teach at Joe's class?" I was like, "Yeah." Matter of fact, he just joined that board, didn't he? But he stopped me in the elevator because he wanted to teach. And so we have all of these people. We had Attorney Futch come teach. We had Cheryl Goddard come teach. We had Rayshad Jones. They all come and volunteer their time. And the students are just eating it up because they're talking to all these high-level people, asking questions that they, you know, normally couldn't find on their own, or go through the bumps and bruises of trial and error. But by putting these people in places, and we've had just all kinds of support for people who want to actually come and spend time. So it makes no sense for us to keep it as small as it is. If we just stretch it out, then we can move. You know, I'd love to have class sizes of 15 and 20, so we can really start to affect it. An area that has unemployment as high as that, job creation needs to happen internally. I mean, it's great if they can travel outside the community. We'll train them to do that. But if we can create a situation where they create businesses that hire people in that same community, I think it goes faster.
Wow. Any other questions or comments on Next item is just update the first responder campus on the property coming up here. We're about between 67th north of Madison Street. This is in front of you. It's just a preliminary plan. This would be the police station, fire station, a community room, basketball court, outdoor area. So like I said, this is just a preliminary plan. If you want to give an update on it.
I had a question when I was looking at this drawing just a moment ago. So is noise abatement, isn't there like a senior center right behind this?
Yeah.
You know, the fire engines and police cars going in and out. That would get kind of loud.
I was told it's not senior citizens.
91?
That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm. It used to be restricted. It's not anymore.
It's not?
It's not anymore.
It's not
anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, but the noise
is
still insane, though.
Yeah. I was just saying.
25 and 65.
A lot of
noise is still as noise.
A lot of that coming in.
Yeah. I think that would be...
You still would hear it if he was on Mark Luther King, no matter where you live.
It's the same. I think generally they try to not use sirens right out the gate if they don't have to.
Gotcha.
Sure.
But I think it's a perfect use for it. It just crossed my mind when I was looking at it, because you know we have so much fast surface there, so nothing to really slow the sound down. Yeah.
Well, we commented on it. It's close to a school, so they treat that
with
respect. Sure. They don't want to disrupt the children. Mm.
Scared though.
Any
Thank Jesus.
Next update is on Tucker Dale. This is also a preliminary concept. So there's 8 units proposed in this area. I think we have to purchase one more lot to
one in the middle.
Have those come to fruition. I'm not sure exactly which one.
So are the duplexes still going on the side there?
No.
No?
These are examples of houses that could be built there. I think these two, these have been selected, or these just the best. So these are examples of what could be there. And now it's at this stage, just a proposal, it's nothing really concrete. So although this is in the CRA, and at this point it doesn't need any CRA funding, we have an affordable housing program that will be able to fund it, and also some CDBG money.
It's a private development, so you will provide funding. We will provide some minimal funding out of CDBG, but we've also got an affordable housing trust fund where we can use that money for connections and permit fees and those kinds of things to bring the house costs down, cost of construction down, so that they can be affordable.
Did it give you a target rate, like 125, 135?
So which one of them were
you talking
about in terms of price
funding? That's what
we were just talking about. Oh, yeah, there's that. Oh, yeah. The cost
of construction is not. Yeah. And do they have a private
developer? Do we know who that person is? Is that company? Or is that public?
He's still negotiating. Okay. That would be nice, though. Yeah, but no. Well, if we could get it that low, that'd be great. Right about now. I talked to a guy last night in 110. It seems to be with material costs about the cheapest he can stand one.
Update on zoning?
The one that's going forward is the K&S Seafood. It's going to be rezoned from residential business to reflect what's actually there.
That's a Jamaican place, right?
Is there anything to say
that you know? So was there something stall the facade grant for the one on 27 down from Family Dollar, the blue place?
The K&S?
No. That's one in MLK. The one on the
Manhattan.
Yeah. I thought that was approved quite a while back.
He started. He's going to stucco it. All the wiring for the stucco is up, and then he's going to paint it.
Okay.
He's already put in the windows, so he's slowly moving forward.
Snail space.
You don't get it because they have to spend money first.
Right.
They don't really have that funds available.
Gotcha.
Is there any other business coming for this illustrious board?
Could you give me the privilege of doing two things here? One is a PSA. The Bridges Project, which most of you don't know about, but honey, if you want to buy, I apologize. Be it somebody.
Sit right there.
Your name,
please. I know what?
No, your name, please.
No, me too, man.
The Bridges Project, which is something we have here in Ocala to try to bridge the gap between the racial divide that exists in this fair city, and the CCF is going to have on the 4th of February a program at the college called In Living Color. And what we're going to do is, if any of you have seen the TV show What Would You Do? When a gentleman goes into a restaurant, somebody starts arguing with each other, and they go up to somebody and say, what would you do? We're going to have some skits, and we're going to have an awful lot of college skits that have been assigned this as a project, and the community to come and carry on from when we did Taboo a couple years ago to show that there is something, there are some things, excuse me, that we can do in dealing with one another and not do all this silliness that we've been subjected to for the last couple of years, and see if we can't elevate our hearts and minds and do that kind of thing. And the other thing, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to personally apologize to you and members of the board. Unfortunately, when I was 20 years old, $120 was an awful lot of money in 1963, and I decided to jump out a perfectly good airplane as a living. I just had a hip replacement. Now that I'm over 70, I don't work anymore. So I have been for the last few months getting my hip replaced on the right side, and trying to learn how to walk again. And it's a pain in the butt getting old. Nobody told me about the end of the
morning.
So I apologize to you and others who are support. That's what I'm
saying. Excellent.
Is there anything else to come
up with? Any update on Memorial Oak or Farm Field? We can do that. Most of you are at the conference meeting, so it's up to you.
I'm good. Mr. Gus.
Okay.
It's down. The EPA says it's fine. The golf course is gone. I'm good.
Have you given
into
that ready?
Nope. You know it ain't going to go right now.
I don't think the thing is not over.
We'll have that in a few minutes just to say hello. Nothing else. I will call the meeting to adjourn. Ms. McKeever, 405. All right. Safe travels to everyone until we meet again.
All right.